Our next guest stars as Jackson Fuller on the Smash Netflix series Fuller House. He's got a lot of other things in the works as well. We're happy to welcome Michael Campion to the show this afternoon. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
How are you doing during these interesting times in America?
Interesting definitely is the word. I've been all right. You know, I was in Florida for a bit, and now I'm back in California, hoping things, you know, production starts back up here pretty soon.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Fuller House first. This has been such a huge success. First of all, what was it like to walk into this cast knowing that at least some of the members, the older cast members from the original series, already had that history with each other? Was that a little bit intimidating at all?
Oh, very intimidating. I mean, I got acclimated pretty fast. And I think by the first season, we were all very comfortable with each other. And, you know, they had this amazing history for 30 years. And they really made it a point to, like, welcome all the kids into the new family. But at first, like, the first few weeks, I was like, this is, like, this culture shock where I'm in this new environment and these new people. So, yeah, definitely.
And did you watch Full House and reruns at all?
I did watch Full House, actually. On Nick at Night, the Nickelodeon program, they ran a bunch of old shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Friends, and Full House was on that. So I was watching it since I was like five, honestly.
Now, when the show started, I mean, people were a little bit skeptical. Is this going to work? But here you are getting ready to wrap up the fifth season, and this show has been a tremendous success. What do you think's the key to it, Michael?
You know, I know that there are a lot of reboots and a lot of shows that come back, and a lot of them don't go that far. I mean, I don't exactly know which shows have done good and which ones haven't. I don't really keep up with them. But for our show, I think the key was keeping that amazing chemistry. Like the way that we are portrayed on TV is how we act in real life. And that, it shows, it really shows, and everyone is able to connect with it more than other shows that come back more or less for, like, you know, cash grabs.
And you also get, even though not everybody from the original is back, just about everybody has come back for occasion.
Just about everyone.
Yeah, they've all made an appearance or two along the way, and that's provided great continuity as well. Now, the second half of season five, I think it's later this week, June 2nd, will drop. Oh, so next week, that's very exciting. Any secrets you can let us in on before those final episodes?
Any secrets? Oh, my goodness. you know, do I have any secrets like about the show or like what's to come in the show?
To come?
Right. A few things that the fans are really excited to see is, you know, how everyone plays out in the romantic part. And I will say that Jackson definitely has his fair share of romantic interest that goes a very interesting direction. So everyone be looking out for that, because that's going to be a big part of season five, part two.
I suspect that when that happens, you're going to break some hearts from some fans out there. You've got a ridiculously large social media following, Michael.
Thank you. I mean, it's been really interesting, you know, having fans and stuff, because it's such a new experience for me. I mean, as soon as Fuller House dropped, it just went up so fast, you know?
We're talking with Michael Campion from Fuller House. Let's talk about another project that you're a part of. You're also in Red Ruby on Brat TV, a teen vampire series. What can you tell us about Red Ruby?
Yeah, Red Ruby is on a very interesting network. It's on YouTube, so anyone can go and watch it right now. And it's short form content, so it's not like hour long episodes, and there's only eight of them. And essentially, it's these vampires who are trying to acclimate themselves into the real world, and I end up taking one into custody, and I'm like trying to nurse her back to health. And I'm the only human in this whole world, and it's very interesting. I think you guys should definitely go and watch it.
I also understand that you're a magician. How long have you been doing magic?
I've been doing magic since I was 8 years old, actually. My aunt and uncle, they gave me my very first magic set for my birthday, and I've been doing it ever since. It's been amazing.
And what type of magic do you specialize in?
Well, I try to do as much magic as I can. I try to broaden my range, but for the most part, I work at a place called the Magic Castle in L.A. And for that, I do mainly like close-up magic, like mm-hmm. with cards and sponge balls and things like that. So that's where I consider my specialty. But I think where I really shine is like stage illusions, like the old sawing in half lady kind of thing.
So you've had great success with this show, still a young guy. Have you gotten any advice from some of the veteran members of the cast? Because most of them have done very well. You hear the horror stories about child actors, although maybe that was more so in a different era. But have they been able to share with you the keys to being successful and transitioning into different roles as your career goes on?
Yeah, I think that they've given us a lot of advice over the years. More advice in season 5, because as the show was ending, it was this transitional period from going to a job to have, you know, back in the auditioning process. And I think that was one of the key takeaways for me, at least, because, you know, all the rest I kind of saw through example and experience, like how they, you know, were so professional and what they did and how they handled themselves. They didn't have to, you know, tell me those things. But towards the end, they told us how they handled, you know, dealing with fans and dealing with, you know, going on the shows and auditioning and getting back into that groove. And I think that that has been the most challenging part for me, honestly, is just, you know, coping with the fact that I don't get to see, like, basically my second family, you know, every day anymore. So, yeah, that's about it.
And was that emotional for all of you when you were wrapped for the last time?
Oh, it was very emotional. There was so much crying between all the crew, all the cast. Because, like I said, I mean, I can't emphasize enough how much like a family we really are. Like, we still have this group chat and we hang out outside of Fuller House. And it was bittersweet, for sure.
Well, we wrap up the season. The second half of season 5, again, drops on June 2nd. Michael, it's been great to talk with you. We appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. We wish you continued success in your career.
Yeah, sure thing, man. Thank you for having me.